Okay, first a couple of quick disclaimers. This is work mostly done by Anup Devras and Tomasz Mikolov, who gave the previous talk, along with a lot of help from Stefan and Martin from Brno. And I just have the pleasure of sort of pretending that I have something to do with it in giving the talk. Right. Anup actually couldn't come because of some visa problems, not on the Czech side, but going back to the US, so he sends his apologies. And he even made the slides, so apologies to Dan Povey if the slides are too nice. I don't think he's trying to hide anything. All right. So you heard Tomasz tell you how the recurrent neural network gives you this great performance. One of the issues with a model like that is that, you know, it has essentially, at least theoretically, infinite memory, and in reality it does depend on the past 5, 7, 8 words. So you really can't do lattice rescoring with a model like this. So the main idea about this paper is, can we do something with the neural network language model so that we can rescore lattices with it? And if you want the idea in a nutshell, this whole variational approximation is a scary term. I don't know how Anup came up with it. It's actually a very simple idea. Imagine for a moment that there really was a true language model that generated all the sentences that you and I speak, right? How do we actually work with such a model? What we do is we take a lot of actual text sentences. So it's a little bit like saying we sample from this true underlying distribution. We get a bunch of sentences. And then we approximate that underlying model with a Markov chain, right? We do a second, third, fourth order Markov chain. And that's your n-gram approximation of the true underlying model that you and I believe works in our heads or wherever it is, right? So the idea here is the same. You take Tomasz's neural net language model and pretend that that's a true model of language, generate lots and lots of data from that model instead of having human beings write you text, and simply estimate a n-gram model from that. That's essentially the long and short of the paper, right? So now I'll tell you how it works. So here is how statistical... Well, hold on, maybe I can... Okay, I will try and do this this way. That's okay, it's not movable. Yeah, okay. So we get annotated speech, we use a generative training procedure to create acoustic models, we get some text, we create generative training to do language models, we combine them, figure out some scale factor, we get new speech, we run it through the decoder, which has all these three models, you produce a transcribed utterance, and essentially we are implementing this formula, P of A given W to the power mu times P of W, and we're trying to find the max, right? This is your standard vanilla speech recognition. Now, the language model is typically, as I said, approximated using an n-gram. So we take P of W, write it as W being the whole sentence, write it as P of WI given W1 through I minus 1, typically approximated by some, last couple of words in the history that gives rise to your n-gram models. And typically, we use small n and small number of n-grams in order to make the decoding feasible. And very often, we get poor quality, so we instead create a search space like a lattice, and we rescore the lattice using a bigger n-gram model. Again, standard practice, everybody here knows this, nothing new. So this is asking, can we go beyond n-grams? Can we use something like Tomasz's neural net to do lattice rescoring, right? Or we could perhaps talk about using more complex acoustic models. And all these are feasible with lattices, provided your models are tractable in the sense of being local. Right, because quinphones, even though they have a 5-phone context, they're still local. N-grams, even for n equals 5, are still local. But if you truly have a long-span model, that's not possible. You can't do it with word lattices. So you tend to do it with n-best lists. Right? So n-best lists have the advantage that you can deploy a really long-span model, but they do have a bias. And this paper is about how to get past that bias. So the real question is, can we do with lattices what we do with n-best lists? So let's see how we go from here. So what's good about word lattices, they provide a large search space, and they are not biased by the new model that you're going to use to rescore the lattices, because they really have a lot of options in them. But they do require the new models to be local. And best lists, they don't require the new models to be local. The new models can be really long span, but they do offer a limited search space, limited by n. And more importantly, the top n are chosen according to the old model. So the choice of the top n hypothesis is biased. So in some other work, Anup worked on this and presented a paper at ASRU, and in this ICAST there is a poster going on right now, which you might be able to catch after this session, where Arya shows how to essentially expand the search space, how to search more than just the n in the lattices, right? And that's like saying, no, let's do lattice-like stuff with n-best lists, except let's somehow try to make the n very large without really having a large n. So that's saying, let's do iterative decoding, rescoring. There is some magic. You can look at that. This paper goes in the other direction. It says, can I somehow approximate the long span model and make it local? So yes, the neural net model has a long history, but can I somehow get a local approximation of that model? And that's what this paper is about. All right, so let's see. So this is sort of the outline of the talk that's coming up. So the first order of business, what long span model are we going to approximate? I already told you, this is the recurrent neural net model that Tomas just presented 10 minutes ago. So you all know about it, I won't waste time on this slide. So what's this approximation going to be? Well, think of it this way. Let's say this is a space of all language models. Within that, here's a set of all recurrent neural networks. And let's just say this is a set of all n-gram models, right? And let's say this is the model you'd like to use. Well, typically you can decode, rescore lattices with n-gram models. That's why there's a check against the, what color is that? I think it's manganese dioxide. That's the color, yeah. Okay, anyway, so that's tractable. The blue one is not. So what we should do is we should really be using a tractable model which is as close as possible to the model we'd really like to use, right? But our n-gram model that we actually use for rescoring based on the training data may not be that model. Remember, from the same training data, you estimate one neural net model, P, and you estimate an n-gram model, M, and M may not be close to Q star. Q star is the n-gram which is closest to the RN, to your long-span language model, whatever it might be. So what we're going to do in this paper is say, instead of M, what happens if we use Q star? What if we approximate this better model, P, better than the M-gram or the N-gram model does? So that's how you want to look at this result. So what is, actually, I'm going to skip all these. There's a lot of stuff. Sorry, this is what happens when you try to use someone else's slides. Okay, so here's how the approximation is going to work. We're going to look for a N-gram model Q amongst the set of all n-grams script Q, which is closest to this long-span model in the sense of KL divergence. Fair enough? Everybody with me? All right. So what we'll do is we'll essentially say the KL divergence between P and Q is basically just a sum over all x, Px log Px over Qx. What's x? X is all possible sentences in the world, right? Because these are, let's say, sentence-level models. And if you forget about the P log P term, what you really want is you want the Q that maximizes the sum over all sentences in the universe of PX log QX, where PX is the neural net probability of the sentence, and QX is the n-gram probability of the sentence. Right? Of course, you can't get PX of every sentence in the universe, but what you could do is, just like we do with normal human language models, we approximate them by synthesizing data from our model, namely getting people to write down text and estimating an n-gram model from the text. So what we'll do is we'll synthesize sentences using, using this neural net language model, and we'll simply estimate an n-gram model from the synthesized data. So again, the recipe is very simple. You get your fancy long-span language. There is a prerequisite. This fancy long-span language model needs to be a generative model, meaning you need to be able to simulate sentences using this model. But the RNN is ideal for that, and you just synthesize sentences. And then once you have a huge enough corpus that you're comfortable estimating whatever n-gram you want to estimate, you then go ahead and estimate it as if somebody gave you tons of text. Right? So sounds crazy, eh? So let's see what it does. So I'm going to give you three sets of experiments. First a baby one, then a medium one, and then the really muscular one. Right? So this is a baby experiment. We started off with the Penn Tree Bank corpus. It has about 1 million words for training and about 200,000 words for evaluation. And the vocabulary is made of the top 10,000 words. And this is a standard setup. And just to tell you how standard this is, Shu and Jelinek had the random forest language models on it. Kelbaugh presented a structured language model. Brian Rourke did some work on structured language model as well. Dennis Filimonov, Mary Harper had the results on it. Dietrich Klakov and Saideh Mumtazi had a cross-sentence cache-like language model. All sorts of people have done results on exactly this corpus. So in fact, we didn't even have to repeat their experiments. We could simply take their setup and copy the numbers. It's fairly standard. So what do we get on that? So what we did is we estimated this recurrent neural net, or actually Tomas did, and then we simply ran it in simulation mode, and instead of having 1 million words of training text, we generated 230 million words of training text. Why 230 million? I think this is how much we could create in a day or something. So we stopped and said, okay, enough. And then we simply estimated the n-gram model from the simulated text. So the n-gram models that are generated from simulated text are called var-apx-rnn. So it's a variational approximation of the neural net. And we can either generate trigrams or five-gram models from it. And here are some results. So the basic trigram model with standard Knaser-Nye smoothing has a perplexity of 148. If you approximate the neural network by the synthetic method, now this is generated, estimated on 230 million words of data, so it's a lot of data, but its perplexity is only 152, which is sort of comparable to 148. And if you interpolate the two, you get 124, so maybe there's reason to be happy. What do we compare it with? So Peng Shu's random forest language model had sort of a it looked at the two previous words in the language, in the random forest, so we can compare with that. So that's 132, this is 124. Okay, so far so good. You can also compare it with the Kelba-Jelinek or the Rourke or the Filimonov-Harper language models. They look at previous words and syntactic heads and so on. So think of them as 5-gram models because they look at four preceding words, although these are not the four consecutive words. These are based on some syntactic information. So if you do want to do that, we can compare it by simulating a 5-gram model. So a 5-gram Knaser-Nye model based on the same 1 million words of training text has a perplexity of about 140. And this neural net has a perplexity of also about 140, but when you interpolate, you get 120. And so you're, again, competitive with all the other models. And then finally, the Momtazi and Klakov model is a cross-sentence model. It looks at previous sentences. So to compare to that, we simply implemented a very simple cache language model. Just cache up all the words in the sort of previous couple of sentences and just interpolate that with your current model, and you get a perplexity of 111. Mind you, this is still not as good as 102, which is what Tomáš presented. So it does tell you that the exact neural net language model is still better than the approximation we are creating. After all, we are approximating a long-span RNN with a 5-gram. But the approximation already is pretty good and quite different from the n-gram you estimate just from a million words of text. So the two are working well together. Okay, so this is nice perplexity results. Here's the next experiment. We were looking at the MIT lectures data. So for those of you who don't know this corpus, there are a few tens of hours of acoustic training data, I think some like 20, and then a couple of hours of evaluation data. These are professors giving lectures, and there are a couple of speakers and so on. So we have transcripts for about 150 words of text, of speech, and we have a lot of data from broadcast news, which is sort of out of domain. News is news, and these are lectures at MIT. And so we basically said, let's see what we can do with it. We estimated a RNN from the in-domain data, simulated 20 times more data, that's 3 million words of text, and estimated an n-gram from there. And compared to the basic Knaser-Nye model, this would be our competition saying, what can you do with the simulated language model? And of course, you don't want to throw away all the broadcast news models because they do have a lot of good English, so we'll throw them in as well. And here are a few results. So baselines, you can choose yours. If you just use the Knaser-Nye model estimated from the MIT data plus interpolated with broadcast news, you tune it as well as you can, and you get word error rates like 24.7 on one lecturer, 22.4 on the other lecturer. So these are reasonable numbers. By the way, the acoustic models are trained using Attila, so these are fairly well-trained acoustic models. If I remember right, they have some MMI. I don't know if they have MP. Maybe they do. I don't know. Dan is nodding his head. They do. So yes, so all the goodies are in there. And if you rescore the top 100 using the full neural network, because remember, that's a full sentence model, you get some reduction in error rate, 24.1 for the first set and the 22.4 for the other. If you go much deeper in the unbest list, you do get a bit more of an improvement, almost close to 1%, 0.8, 0.9%. And the lattices are pretty good. Their Oracle best paths are 15, 16%. Maybe they could have been better, not sure. But anyway, this is what you get by doing n-best rescoring. And like I said, one of the problems is that the n that is presented to you is good according to the original 4-gram model. And then what you can do is you can replace the original 4-gram model with this phony 4-gram model estimated from simulated text. You have much more text. You have 3 million words and 150,000 words. And already you can see on the first line of the second block that if you simply use the variational approximation of the 4-gram, of the neural net with a 4-gram, and decode with that, you already have a 0.4, 0.2% reduction in word error rate, What's more interesting is now if you simply rescore the 100 best, which is much less work, you can get almost all the gains. So this is starting to look even better. So what you're saying is that not only do you get better initial output if you use the n-gram approximation of the neural net language model, you produce better lattices because when you then rescore it with the full neural net language model, you get the reductions at much lower n. Because remember, you have to score entire hypotheses under that model than you would if you had the original models, right? So this is the medium-sized experiment, if you will. Then there is a larger experiment. This has to do with English conversational telephone speech and some meeting speech from the NIST RTO7 evaluation data. And again, there are about 5 million words transcribed. So that's our basic in-domain training data. And then we can either build a Knaser-Nye model or we can create a neural net model and then synthesize another huge order of magnitude, like 400 million words of text from it, and then use that text to build a language model. So again, the original language model, which is in blue, and the fake simulated data language model, which is in red. And again, the way the 2-gram, 5-gram there indicates that we produced lattices using a bigram model, but then we rescored it using a 5-gram model. And this decoding was done at Brno, so this uses the Brno tools. And on that, here again a bunch of results. Again, you can decide what your baseline is. I like to think of the Knaser-Nye 5-gram lattice rescoring as the baseline. So you get, on the CTS data, you get 28% error rate. On the meetings data, you get 32.4. And if you rescore these using a neural net, you get down to 27.1 if you do 100 best rescoring, or 26.5 if you do 1,000 best. And that's sort of the kind of things you can get if you decode using a standard n-gram and rescore using the neural net. But instead of the standard n-gram, if I now replace it with this new n-gram, which is an approximation of the neural net, here's what we get. So you get a nice reduction just by using a different n-gram model. So 28.0 becomes 27.2, and 32.4 becomes 31.7, which is nice. We don't get as much of a gain in rescoring, so maybe we've done too good a job of approximating the lattices, but anyway, there's a gain to be had, at least in the first pass decoding. So again, to conclude, we've basically convinced ourselves, and hopefully I've convinced you, that if you have a very long span model, which you can't fit into your original decoding, then rather than just leave it till the end for rescoring, you might as well simulate some text with it and build an n-gram model out of the simulated text, because that already is better than just using your old n-gram, and it might save you some work during rescoring. We are able to improve significantly over n-grams, but that's, of course, mainly coming from the RNN. And before I conclude, let me show you one more slide, which is interesting. This is the one that Tomas showed at the end of his talk. This is a much larger training set, because one of the reviewers, by the way, said, oh, this is all nice, but does it scale to large data? What happens when you have a lot of original training data? So this is a setup where we have 400 million words to train the initial n-gram models. And then once we train the neural net with it, which takes forever and ever, but that's Tomas's problem, we then simulate another billion words of text and then build an n-gram model out of that. And as you can see, the original decoding with a 4-gram gives you 14.1 error rate. And if you simply decode using the approximated 4-gram based on the neural net, you already get 13.5. So it tells you that just replacing your old 4-gram model with a new one based on approximating a better language model is already a good start. And then the last number is what Tomas showed you. It's 12.1 if you rescore these lattices or some n-best list out of this using the neural net model. So let me go back and say that's it, and thank you.
Questions?
Okay.
So when you get here for that to work well, your RNN has to be reasonably good.
Yes, your long span model has to be good.
Yes, so do you, so there is original data that you need to train RNN.
Yeah.
And use that to do simulation so you can get lots of data.
Yes.
So when you do that, you get pretty lousy accuracy, but you get good variance, reduced variance, because you get a lot of things coming to you.
Okay.
So how do you,
Okay.
How is that correlated?
Okay, I can't give you a quantitative answer in terms of correlation, but if you think of it, the first experiment
had a million...
Sorry to
interrupt. This might seem funny, but could you repeat the question?
Yes. Sorry. Lee said, doesn't this look like the standard bias variance trade-off? If you have lots of initial text to train the neural net... First of all, this will work only if the neural net is much better than the n-gram models you're trying to replace with the simulation. The answer is yes. You are going to approximate not... actual text with a 4-gram, but some imagined text with a 4-gram. So if the imagined text is not a good representation of actual text, it has to be. It doesn't have to be good actual text. It has to be a better representation of actual text than the 4-gram approximation of the actual text. So there are two models competing here. There's actual text, which is a good representation of real language. There's a 4-gram, which is a okay representation of language. So your model has to be better than the 4-gram. And once you have that, you've taken care of the bias. And then the simulation reduces variance. Right? Okay. Other questions?
I just wonder how big your 1 billion language model is after you made it an n-gram language model in comparison to the other one.
We prune quite a bit, by the way. This is the... I'm trying to think whether there's a... note over here. No, I don't think I have the numbers at the tip of my fingers, but yes, there's a standard stall key like pruning for all sorts of things. So it is, I don't know, Tomash, would you remember how big that language model is?
The
So 5 million and 50 million. Yeah, 5 million for decoding, 50 million for rescoring. Other question?
I just have a question about the answer. You did have setup which you run straight away a neural network language model lattice rescoring, right? So.
Sorry, I can't hear you because of the double thing. I hear your direct voice as well as the reflection. So
you do have direct results using lattice rescoring with neural network language model, right?
Direct result of lattice rescoring using neural net model?
Yes.
No.
You don't? But no. I thought that table, the first one, the KN plus BN decoding with 4-gram.
No, that's a broadcast news. So this is basically Knesset Nye model based on the broadcast news, 400 million words of broadcast news. And the second one is the Knesset Nye model from the broadcast news interpolated with the 4-gram approximation of the neural net.
This is a question might be slightly basic. What's the problem? It's just the implementation because the nature of the expansion is having no backoff structure, so there's every single context is fully expanded. Is that because that's difficult making the decoding or?
When you want to decode with a neural net?
Yes, in lattice mode.
What happens is that, see, the neural net, because of the recurrent layer, is keeping information about the entire past.
Okay.
So when two paths merge in the lattice, you cannot merge the language model nodes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Leave it for one more question, and then we'll have to wind it up.
Okay, one more question. How much
Do we have to synthesize? I think the simulations didn't work for, like, you know, just a factor of 2 or factor of 5. They started working when you're at least an order of magnitude more with the original model. Because after all, by the way, there is a statistic which is interesting, namely that when we simulated 230 million words, for example, right, we looked at n-gram coverage. We said how many hallucinations are there in the new n-grams and how many are real. Of course, there's no way to tell, except there is one way. We said if an n-gram that we simulated or hallucinated shows up in the Google 5-gram corpus, then we'll say it was a good simulation. And if it doesn't, we'll say it was a bad simulation. So if you look at the 1 million words of Wall Street Journal, 85% of them are in the Google 5-grams. So that's real text. So real text has a apparent goodness of 85%, and the 230 million words we simulated has a goodness of about 72%. So we are mostly simulating good n-grams. But you have to simulate an order of magnitude more.
Okay, let's thank the speaker. We've got a quick...
Thank you.